The fallout from an investigation into how some Arkansas legislators handled money connected to the General Improvement Fund continues. Last week, it was revealed the FBI may be looking into the matter. That's resulted in charges against two former legislators from Northwest Arkansas, Micah Neal and John Woods. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sat down with Rex Nelson, a senior editor at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, to discuss that matter and more.
Talk Business and Politics broke a story on Friday that the FBI is apparently making additional inquiries into the General Improvement Fund scandal that we've seen snare two former legislators right now, former State Senator John Woods, former State Representative Micah Neal. How much heat does this add to the kitchen that we know that the FBI is looking for more?
I think it adds a lot of heat because there's been a lot of money flow through that General Improvement Fund through the years. And the way we had set up, I mean, it was just an invitation to graft and corruption. I've written in the past how we needed to do away with the General Improvement Fund. I mentioned going to the governor's office in 96. You know, the 97 session is when they took it away from the governor because they didn't like this Republican governor.
The Democratic majorities at the time.
And took it away, and we knew we would never get it back in the governor's office because it became what we referred to in the office at the time as legislative crack. That is highly addictive. You get on it and you can't get off of it. Legislative crack, and you get used to getting your picture on the front page of the local weekly paper, giving that check to the County Fair Association or whatnot. It was just, it was rife for scandal.
It wasn't was properly audited. It was used for some good projects.
Some some terrible.
Yeah. So, because it would help some boys and girls clubs, some senior centers and some things like that. But then there'd be those occasional pet projects that you're talking about there that
absolutely.
You scratch your head and go, who's that really benefiting?
Absolutely. So I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this investigation, to be honest with you. I think it has the potential of being one of the big stories in 2017 and maybe into 2018 in the state of Arkansas.
Let's talk about another issue. The Highway Commission wants to put a measure on the ballot for roads program. They have talked about this at their Highway Commission meeting. It failed to get any the support that it needed in terms of a majority to get referred to voters in the legislative session. Nobody doubts we have highway funding needs. How difficult is it going to be to get something on, particularly when you're not going to have the governor out there endorsing your proposal, at least not initially?
Well, first off, the fact that the Highway Commission wants more money isn't exactly man bites dog. You know, they always want more money. Any highway commission I've ever dealt with in government or covered as a journalist has always wanted more money. In this atmosphere, I think it's going to be difficult because, like you say, you don't have a governor saying, I'm going to lead this effort. I'm gung-ho. It's kind of... I'm hands off. Let's let the people
decide.
Well,
he's running for also re-election in 2018. The last thing you want to do is probably hit your wagon to a potential tax increase if that turns out to be what they asked for.
Yeah, so I think it's probably an uphill climb, but they've had some success, as you well know, in recent elections, so we shall see.
Rex Nelson is a senior editor at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, earlier this week. You can find a podcast devoted to Arkansas news every weekday at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large comes from AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions, providing executive-level leadership and management consulting services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org.